Good morning. It's 8464CA. I'm sure it was in Macbeth where, when it comes to alcohol, brings on the desire but takes away the performance. Not the case with this version of Hamlet. It's Hamlet and the Climate Emergency. It's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. From Tropical Arts is probably the best way to describe him for this particular event. One of the directors, Kevin West. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. Yes, I'm feeling pretty good.
This sounds like it's something quite amazing. Let's talk a little bit more about Shakespeare. And Shakespeare at the Tanks is something that we've become quite familiar with over the year. He's very enduring, but at the end of the day, and what we're talking about here is a bit of a change on certainly traditional Shakespeare.
Yes, well, I think Tropical Arts has its own brand of Shakespeare, and I think we find around the world that most directors and art groups will work with Shakespeare in their own way. And in this particular instance, we're not going out there in vests and old ye olde world gear. This is actually set in the corporate world of today, and in fact, it also we have seen in the events of Hamlet similar events happening with our climate, and so that we have set this in a world of oil barons and the office thereof, the corporate world, and in the background and throughout the whole play, we've got references to what's happening to our climate. And as we see, not to be a spoiler alert, there is poisoning and death in Shakespeare and Hamlet, and maybe there are parallels with our climate.
Well, look, an interesting combination, because you are basically talking about a base really from community theatre. You do have some grants there from Arts Queensland to also give it a bit more of a professional edge. October 22nd and 23rd, so it's just around the corner. You've basically given us a bit of an idea as to what we can expect on the night, and something different, I guess, a modern take on Hamlet, and I guess some of those things that are very relevant to this day and age. But tell me a little bit more about the 40 strong that you've got actually involved in this particular production.
Yes, well, it is a large cast always with Tropical Arts because we have an open door policy where anyone who is interested to try their skills on the stage will do so. And there've been journeys for very many people through Tropical Arts, and one of the most endearing features of our work is that we do involve the ARC. We have a 10-year partnership with ARC, and disabled people get a chance to show that anyone has something to present on stage. And it's beautiful to see in this particular event, the show and the Hamlet story is carried from start to finish by a consistent cast of 11 players, and they vary from experienced professional performers through to first-timers, but generally the core cast is quite a strong group of actors, and they will deliver the Hamlet story. And within that that story, there's an opportunity for other people to shine. We have a chorus, as you say, the entire group on stage at once will be 40 plus, or around about 40 people, and of those, the core cast is about 11. We have a support chorus, and then we have the ARC troop as well. The ARC troop have their moment in the sun, which is right in the centre of the piece. Shakespeare's written a play within a play, which is a delightful opportunity for them to show their wares, and they can tell the story in 5 minutes.
Now, look, this diversity that we've talked about with the players, the people that are up on stage, also with respect to the content and Hamlet, and I guess this modern context of Hamlet, particularly with Hamlet and the climate emergency, I'm sure you guys have got the experience in theatre to bring it all together, but bringing all those bits together must be a bit of a challenge, though.
Well, it is a challenge, but we start a long way out, particularly with the less experienced people. Yeah. We've been working on this project for a very long time, and we're in the home straight now, and what we're doing is we're now merging all the bits to make the consistent story.
It really does sound like a lot of fun, and I think supporting local talent, and I guess that diversity of local talent, is such a positive thing. It's coming up in a couple of weeks' time, the 22nd and 23rd of October. Tickets are available at Ticketlink, and it's happening at the Tanks. We were talking about this before we came on air this morning. What a great location for a night out and to enjoy something different as well.
Yes, well, we have a partnership with the Tanks, and they've seen the value of our work from what we've done over the last 13, 12 years, and this is our 13th year. And the council has been extremely supportive and giving us in-kind support to enable us to put this on. We don't have, as some other theatre groups have, their own premises, so we really have to survive on that support and people through the door, like your listeners. We're hoping that they'll come along and see a special experience.
Now, look, I guess to wrap up this morning, give us a bit of an idea. I should imagine it's probably got lots of elements, as we've just talked about, bringing it together. Is it a comedy? Is it, I guess, a critique? What's the best way to describe what people are likely to see on stage from an intellectual point of view?
Well, Shakespeare is all the things you've just said.
Yep, sure.
Whilst there is a very severe tragedy going on,
yep.
What we're hoping to show you is the life experiences of Hamlet, who is one of Shakespeare's most a strange character. There's a suggestion that he's mad, a suggestion that he's suicidal, because basically the story goes from the death of his father to his uncle marrying his mother. So his family is essentially destroyed by all of this, and the story goes forward to a very sad and tragic ending. But on the way through, there are moments of comedy, and I'd say Shakespeare will provide you with all manner of entertainment, but essentially it's a tragedy.
And also Tropical Arts, and one of the directors, and I said there's quite a cast there, not just on stage, behind the scenes as well. It does sound like a lot of fun. Get out and support it. As I said, the 22nd, 23rd of October, it's a Friday and a Saturday. Hamlet and the Climate Emergency, just one of the directors. Kevin West, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Murray, for getting our message out. There are